This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk. As the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
Hey kid, I got $100 if you play Jane's Dead by Jane's Prescription.
On WAAF.
All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on low mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com, the City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. Speaking of fake news, a 508 texter was just at their local coffee shop getting a hot chocolate, and they told them that they would not have whipped cream available until May because the whipped cream factory blew up. Have you heard
the
manager can't go to Stop and Shop?
Right.
Have you heard anything
on the Google News.
Okay, all right. Hillary wants to know if there's that may be fake news. For that texter who was told that the whipped cream factory blew up and there's no whipped cream available until May.
Yeah.
It can be made. It doesn't have to be made in a factory. In a pinch.
Comes from cows.
It can be made right
there.
Don't
whip it too much. You'll get butter.
Here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages of the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 6:15 p.m.
Girl B says that girl's phone number is more important than her name. And I couldn't agree more. Just don't scream out the wrong phone number while you're having sex. Oh, my God, 508. I'm
at 6-1-7-7-6. End of message.
Is that the Hillmail number?
Thursday, 7:49 p.m.
Seeing that Mick Jagger just had a baby in his 70s, I'm pretty sure that cure for erectile dysfunction lies within that man's genitalia.
End of message.
Oh.
What are your thoughts on Mick Jagger? How old is he?
73. So Mick Jagger became a father. Then he became a grandfather.
Yeah.
Then he became a great-grandfather. Grandfather. Then he became a father again.
She is 30.
Yep. She's a ballerina.
I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. A prima ballerina. Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Your thoughts on this?
Irresponsible? I don't know if it's irresponsible because he's got the money.
Yeah. Right.
You've got the money.
It's only irresponsible if you're poor.
You could have a couple of 30-year-olds that get together and have a baby, and then one could be out for whatever reason. So it's whatever. Yeah. But it just, it's like,
would you be able to?
On her part,
what,
though.
On her part,
I don't know that I could have a baby with a 73-year-old guy.
Why not? He's Mick Jagger.
Because he's 73. I don't care. Because Mick Jagger, I feel like it makes it worse.
But
His skin's falling off his body. He's like, well, I love my baby.
He looks pretty good. I got to tell you, he looks pretty good.
Yeah. He's being held together with, like, scotch tape, though.
Well, I mean,
you know, can you imagine? Like, here's a comparison. You've got Julian Edelman, New England Patriot, picture of health, cradling his beautiful new baby daughter, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's got the bicep strength to grasp the child. Mick Jagger's like, bring me the baby so I can look at it. Oh, that's nice. I'm going to go take a nap. Bring me some X-Lax.
Bring me some X-Lax.
73. It's like when that Indian lady that's 63 gets pregnant because she has to claim an inheritance because she never had the baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, you know, I don't know. It just, I mean, there's a threshold.
Both eat baby food together.
Right?
Well, it's only good if you're loaded.
Yeah.
Like if you're super rich.
If you don't have the money.
Then the kid, you know, the kid's going to have a great life.
No way. At that
Mom's
age?
Only 30.
Would you be able to be turned on by a 73-year-old man?
How much money are we talking? No. That's no. I like older men. Not that old. I think 50 is where I'm capping it. So that's my limit. That's,
Well, I mean, I suppose texters would probably be able to participate in this, but there's the potential that a lot of the legendary Rolling Stones songs, the titles might have to be changed for an elderly father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so for sure.
I'm sure that the wildly creative listeners of this program may be able to suggest some on the WAAF Tech Needs text line, which is 97107.
Like, how do you think that whole session ended when they started trying? She's like, Mick, I'm ovulating, let's go. He's like, all right.
I don't think it sounded like that. Wow.
Are you sure?
Well, it was,
somebody give me a Swiffer.
It's not so liquid anymore.
It's a little. Can we reconstitute this? It's like chia seeds that you didn't soak first.
You know what the good thing is that when you have a baby at that age, you and the baby can share diapers.
That's a little unnecessary.
I mean, it's wet. And you can
come on,
you
and old people wear Depends. When you have diapers.
When you have a baby at that age, you and the baby can share food.
Oh. Look, I made you homemade pureed carrots, Mick and
blend
baby.
Blend up my sirloin.
Here's a 978 texter who is suggesting that during the next tour, Mick sings Prop Me Up instead of Start Me Up.
Prop Me Up.
Or maybe Sympathy for the Elder is another suggested song.
5:49 a.m.
Greg, bad enough that you jinx the players when you talk to them in an interview. If the Patriots lose Monday night, it's all your fault.
End of message.
Julian Edelman on the show this morning, very happy and very excited about being a dad. You know, Midnight Rambler, this person suggesting that they're going to have to call it 4 p.m. Rambler. You know, because Mick he's got to get to bed.
Let's spend the afternoon together.
You got to get them. 617 texter, can't wait to hear Time Is Not On My Side. Time is not on my side. No, it's not. All right, let's continue.
5:50 a.m.
Not only is today the last of Greg's grueling 13-hour days, today is also the last day of Jen's extra-long tennis lesson.
End of message.
Is Mrs. Hill even in town, or is she off to a warmer destination?
Yeah, she's got a big party. They're having a big birthday party. It's Priest's birthday, and he and I were told that we can't be around because there's a big hen birthday party at the house.
So. Oh, boy.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I was probably
take the cats in.
Sleep in my office or something. Having a big birthday party at the house.
For Priest?
No, Janice.
The ladies. All the hens are getting together.
On her son's birthday?
Yeah.
She's kicking
her birthday
ass.
Her birthday was Wednesday.
Week ago?
It was this week. So, yeah, you know.
So what's Breister do?
I don't know. I'll probably go out with his girlfriend.
Rip it up?
Probably.
Why don't you
cough up for something in the back room over there at Flank?
I got to work until 7 p.m. this evening, bud. I'm on the air straight through. Right, I don't care
if it's... You don't have to be there.
I don't care
if it's... Call the manager of all managers.
Here's a text. This person can't wait to see the Stones and hear I Can't Get No Sarsaparilla.
Oh.
Which is a great tune.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if...
What
about... have you ever heard the Rolling Stones song I Can't Hear You Knocking? That's a...
nice job.
That's a pretty good
one. What was that?
5:55 a.m.
All right, old man. Just admit it. The real reason you carry the belt around is so that you remember the days when you were skinny enough that you actually needed a belt to keep your pants up.
End of message.
Well, they always start off up. They stay up, but as the day goes on, they may stretch out a little bit.
Thursday, 4:19 p.m.
Hey, Greg, you got a problem, brother. You got a backstabber in the State House over there. National Chuck Norman Day for 100.7. How come you don't have Charlie Baker get you a day? Come on, man.
What is this?
Get on his behind about this one.
End of message.
Chuck Nolan Day.
Oh, the guy. Yeah. Well, listen, I mean,
he's legendary.
I've had, yes, of course. He's a great guy, too.
He's awesome.
I've had several of those day things. I mean,
have?
Yeah, they hand those things out like candy.
We'd have made a much bigger deal of it.
Listen.
You got a key to a city?
I don't have a key, but
Captain Topper.
Conversation veered away for 1 second. So got one from Menino.
Yeah.
I got one from Weld, I think.
Really?
Weld Salucci.
Sorry, I was in middle school.
Somewhere back in. Those things are very easy. They hand them out all the time.
The late, great Salucci.
I want a day.
There's an awesome dude.
Oh, yeah, Paul Salucci?
Oh,
great guy.
What an amazing man. If politicians were built like that guy, this country would be
great guy.
Awesome.
6:54 a.m.
This weekend. Da, 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 da. Greg Hill stars in 13 hours.
End of message.
Yeah. I will be ready to roll tomorrow morning, though, for the Jingle All the Way 5K. Looking forward to seeing all of you. Over 600 of you have now signed up to run 3.1, 3.2 miles, whatever it is.
Awesome.
Tomorrow.
3.1 and change.
I'll have my ugly Christmas sweater on.
Yeah, are you going to wear tights? Are you going to wear runner's tights?
Yeah, you got to wear the black New Balance tights.
Anything
compression socks?
Anything I wear are called tights. They're
tight. That's
true. Well, they're called tight, not tights.
I'm a little concerned about you, though, after sitting for 3 days during this grueling 39-hour-plus stretch that you've got going on here, that you might have the deep vein thrombosis.
No. I get up and walk around. I get up and walk around the studio. I go grab
You should take a baby aspirin in the morning.
I go grab a bagel. Or,
thin
take
it out a
take
little.
A baby aspirin. Yeah. Okay. All right.
6:17 a.m.
Hey, Greg. I love The Rock for Change. It's awesome. It makes the station sound totally different. You should do that year-round. Especially weekdays between 6 and 10.
End of message.
See what you did there.
So funny.
Have you ever heard that Stone song, Hey You, Get Off of My Lawn?
Oh.
Hey, nice. Hey, you, get off of my lawn.
Get off of
lawn.
My lawn.
6:23 a.m.
So Greg's changed a couple of diapers. Yeah, they're probably on Edelman.
End of message. 6:29 a.m.
So, really looking forward to the Jingle All the Way 5K tomorrow. My goal is to beat Greg Hill. So, let's see. It'll be 30 degrees. He's done next to no training, and he's been on the air for 40 hours in the last 3 days. Mm-hmm. My guess is I'll need to come in just under 75 minutes to beat him.
End of message.
I think it's going to take me. Normally I get a few training days in. I haven't been able to do that, so I'm going cold turkey.
Well, you got the confidence now.
Yeah,
you know
you
can do it.
I know I can do it.
Right.
I mean, I may stop and walk occasionally here and there, but the good thing is that people, when I'm at an event like this running, people are very encouraging with the comments that they make. They're very nice.
Yeah.
And they're very friendly.
They're really helpful. Like, you can do it, big guy.
Yeah, not a single
Come on, pal.
Not a single person will be making fun of me or anything.
Not
like
to your
that.
Face.
I mean, no comments at all.
6:47 a.m.
Hello, this is Donald. Just want to call and let you know I was listening to LB Sports Minute. And what a horrendous job that was. That was terrible. You had every single fact wrong. Everything. Horrendous work on it. Bye.
End of message.
I'll tell you another great Rolling Stones song. Angioplasty. Do you know that one?
Angioplasty. Yes.
Somebody could request that. That's a great song, actually.
Yeah,
Angie.
It is a great tune.
Really is a great song.
6:51 a.m.
Happy birthday there, Brisa. So tell us, what color Escalade did you go with?
End of
message.
He's got the truck.
He has a truck.
He's got the F-150. Cool F-150.
Yeah, he's got an
is
F-150.
Is it a four-door?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Ford makes a pretty good truck.
They do.
Those F-150s are great trucks.
They are.
I don't ever get to borrow it. I mean, I had to borrow it once, and he was
all angry.
He was angry about it.
Stole it.
You know.
Hey, I bought it.
I don't know
how to change a tire. I'm taking your truck.
Yeah. I don't have a tire. I'm taking your truck.
6:26 a.m.
Go, go, Power Rangers. Yeah. Go, go, Power Rangers. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Thanks. That's me still singing it today.
End of message.
That was a pretty good one. I mean, pretty good in the good because it threw everybody off. When you hear that, when you tune in, the good thing about the Rock for Change is when you tune into this radio station later on today, you will have absolutely no idea of what you might be hearing
on the
radio.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for participating today during Hill Mail.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.